Dobie, like Dobie Stereo, D-O-B-B-I-E, Davin Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, 5471. Chief complaint, my sugar has been elevated. Number two, I was hospitalized with blood sugar over 1,000. Number three, BPH symptoms. Number four, I was told I have cirrhosis. Number five, I have palpitation. Number six, the itching just will not go away. Number seven, I have this pain in my chest when I take a deep breath. Number eight, weight loss. Number nine, feeling terrible. Number 10, excessive ETOH use. Number 11, history of tobacco abuse. Number 12, COPD. Number 13, lower extremity swelling off and on. Number 14, follow-up of high cholesterol. Number 15, increased liver function test. Number 16, dizziness. Number 18, possible heart problems. Our patient is a 50-year-old gentleman, married 13 years. They have a blended family, six kids all together, period. He operates heavy machinery. He has a history of diabetes, ETOH use, history of tobacco abuse. He is complaining of a right scapular pain, worse when he takes a deep breath. There's no shortness of breath. There's no hemoptysis. There's no hematemesis. Normally not in any pain. There's no sign of pulmonary embolism. Has had some swelling off and on in his legs, but none present at this time period. Recently, he was also hospitalized with blood sugar over 1,000, which may have been related to the steroids he received for his rash. And nevertheless, he was placed on insulin 70/30 and short-acting insulin. Subsequently, he took himself off of it because he doesn't want to be on insulin. Off the insulin and on metformin only, his blood sugar today is 135 non-fasting, period. And his urinalysis shows no sugar in the urine, period. In the paragraph, he also has had issues with dizziness, fatigue, and not sleeping well because possible sleep apnea. At one time, he was scheduled for sleep apnea, but he did not show up for the test. Social, positive smoking, positive drinking. He's trying to cut back on his drinking. Drinking less heavy liquor, but he's still drinking five or six beer a day. Has not cut down on his smoking. He operates heavy machinery. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, doesn't believe in immunization. Surgery, only tonsils. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Medication at this time includes a cholesterol medication, metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day, losartan, 300/12.5 once a day. Allergy, none. I said that. Family history, no colon cancer, but has had diabetes, hypertension, stroke, and heart attack in the family, all over the place. Next number, maintenance examination. Colonoscopy has been done because he turned 50 last year. No problems or issues noted. Has not had any blood work since August here. Period. He also saw a physician in the Woodlands after he was released from the hospital, but he lives in Rye, R-Y-E, Texas, and would like for him to take care of his medical problems at this time, period. Review of system as above. Today he weighs 181 pounds, up 6 pounds from January, 99%, 97, 16, 83, 134 over 80. Heart, positive, small positive, through lungs, few clear breath sounds, no ronchi, no rub. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, skin shows no rash. The rash that he complains of at night is not present at this time. The lots going on focal lower extremity shows no edema. TMs are clear. Assessment number one, as far as his diabetes is concerned, he does not want to be on insulin, so that decision has been made. His blood sugar is stable on metformin, 500 twice a day, will continue so. Number two, as far as the rash is concerned, there's nothing present, but he itches a lot at night. He's tried numerous creams and medication. I'm going to send him to Dr. Hutchins, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S, or Hutchinson, H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N, Hutchison in Livingston, Livingston, Texas, for evaluation. Meanwhile, I gave him some CeraVe, CeraVe cream for itching. Next number, as far as his ETOH use is concerned, he knows he has cirrhosis. He was told he has cirrhosis and he does not want to or has any desire to reduce his alcohol usage. Next number, his liver ultrasound shows fatty liver, possible early cirrhosis, no ascites noted. Next number, kidneys appear to be normal on the ultrasound. Next number, prostate appears to be enlarged. Next number, carotid shows evidence of calcification throughout, but no hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number, PVD noted in the lower and upper extremity. Next number, no sign of DVT noted in the lower extremity. Next number, hypertension, controlled blood pressure, continue with losartan. Next number, check renal function in face of losartan and metformin. Next number, carotid ultrasound discussed with patient in face of vertigo. Next number, echocardiogram discussed with patient, which shows what definitely looks like a right ventricular hypertension with possible pulmonary hypertension. And he doesn't want any sleep apnea testing, and doesn't want to quit smoking, doesn't want to do anything about that at this time. Next number, as far as his chest wall pain is concerned, if this continues or worsens, he needs a PE study. But at this time, I'm going to treat him with Lofena, L-O-F-E-N-A, 25 milligram, 2 tablets, TID for 24 hours. Next number, if not improved, it gets worse to go to the emergency room. Next number, no sign of DVT noted in the lower extremity. Next number, check blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, renal function, and liver function. Next number, finding discussed with patient and wife at length. Next number, is explain to them that he's at a precipice. He's in a, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Precipice? Yeah, P-R-A-C-I-D-U-S. Precipice at this time. He can either make a difference in his life, given his ultrasound findings, a peripheral vascular disease, cirrhosis, and such by reducing his alcohol usage and quitting smoking, or continue to do so, and he'll probably have a slew, S-L-E-U-G-H, of problems in the next 5 to 7 years, and possibly can die. He has to make that decision. Next number, he understands. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number, write blood sugars down. Next number, call if the blood sugars are over 100 twice in a row. Next number, check blood sugars, always fasting. Next number, patient did have some thyroid cyst on the ultrasound, but it appears to be stable. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Oh, none greater than 1 centimeter, by the way. Thank you.